News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Here. How about we punch in the buttons there, everybody? Ready to go, Dalton?
And we're off.
And we're yeah, stumbling out of the blocks. Day two, Dan Brennan, Dalton Arwig. We are Mobile Mornings. Let's get it all started by finding out if the ride to work is any good at all. And I think we've got some problems. Kane is on the way with traffic. In fact, he's up right now.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we already have an accident this morning. Right two lanes are blocked off. I-10 eastbound. It's going to be right by Rangeline Road. Without injuries, they've been there for a while. Wreckers are on the scene, but it is slowing up traffic. No problems across the Bayway and the Causeway yet this morning. A good ride for Pritchard to Saraland. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring in Robertsdale is the place to go with over 400 options in waterproof flooring from Mohawk, Shaw, and Stainmaster carpet to hardwoods and laminate. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Okay. Dan Brennan, Dalton Arwig, it is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5, and this is something that, since I've been kind of sitting behind the scenes here for a few weeks, I've watched Dalton do day in, day out, and it's a bit of heavy lifting, I think, these coronavirus numbers, not only the numbers themselves, which seem to magically change from day to day, or certain days it's higher than they don't always make sense, and I know that's why you try to stretch it out week to week so we can have an idea what the trend is. So I appreciate that, and from there I'll just leave it up to you.
Yeah, and it's cliche at this point. Well, it's been a cliche for a long time, but trying to see the forest from the trees when we look at this number, look at these numbers, and you know, right
not
now
easy.
We're in a good period. You know, we've been giving these numbers for months, and it's been really bad at times.
And I don't, you know, even though we're in what you're categorizing as a good period right now, I don't feel any different about the way that I should behave day to day.
Yeah, and I should probably rephrase that. Things are looking better as a whole. There are still individual families, individual people that are really going through it right now with COVID-19. Yes. And that's not something that should be taken lightly. And it's not something that I do take lightly. You know, we've been giving out these numbers since March, and I'm not complaining. It's like this for everything that goes out over the air. There are people that get upset that I'm giving the numbers at all. They think it's a scam still. And then there's people that say I'm making light of the numbers, that I'm not treating the deaths with enough reverence. And that's farthest thing from the truth. I know that individual families are hurting. Our own station's been hurt by this pretty badly.
Severely.
So, yeah, but I do think it's important that we continue to give these numbers. And, you know, you get the scare panic headlines from national news when you check in with them at night. So we want to give you the picture every day for what we're seeing.
Well, I think what you do best, too, is you deliver it in context. And that's what I've noticed from just sitting kind of behind you as I'm learning all this here at FM Talk 106.5 and really just listening as a listener. And it's appreciated by me. So what do we have now?
Yeah, so right now in the United States, we have over 5.7 million total cases of coronavirus and over 169,000 that have died due to COVID-19. The number of daily new cases, Dan, continues to fall. Right now we're averaging around what we were averaging back on June 30th. The number of hospitalized patients is as low now as it's been since July 5th, and the percentage of people testing positive is as low as it's been in 2 months. Testing's down a little bit from where we were at our peak. Right now, over 680,000 tests are being performed daily. But finally, over the last couple days, America now averaging fewer than 1,000 deaths per day over the weekly average. That's the first time that's happened since July 29th, and hopefully we continue to see those numbers of daily deaths fall along with the lower number of cases and hospitalizations. Here in the state, over 110,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus, and we're nearing the 2,000 mark for the number of those that have died due to COVID-19. You look at the state as a whole, the number of new cases around what we were seeing in late June, and that number has been dropping since we were averaging 2,000 per day back on July 18th, but those numbers have started ticking up again over the last week. We're seeing more new cases than we have over the last several weeks, and we're now averaging just under 10,000 tests per day. That's about 3,000 lower than Alabama's peak of testing, which we hit last week. Yesterday, though, only 814 new tests were registered. So from what we've seen in the past, I'm assuming that there was a reporting issue, and we could be seeing a backlog of tests reported either today or later this week. Current hospitalizations and daily deaths for Alabama, the lowest they've been since mid-July. And then locally, you look at Mobile and Baldwin counties. Mobile added 28 new cases yesterday, but did add 3 new deaths to the tolls. And Baldwin County added 14 new cases with no new deaths. Locally, new cases are way down. Mobile's averaging 71 cases per day. Baldwin County, 28 per day. It's right around what we were seeing at the end of June. Hospitalizations were up some last week over the week prior, but still lower than what we were seeing in July and early August. And in Mobile and Baldwin counties, we've been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths per day since mid-July. That number has been fairly consistent, and just like the state and the nation as a whole, we want to start to see that number dropping.
So 20 years ago? I'm aging myself here, live on the air. But anyway, we sent Zach off to Tuscaloosa, mm-hmm. which many parents in Mobile, Baldwin County do, send their kids up to Tuscaloosa and up to Auburn and say, hey, go learn, have a good time, but get your degree and, you know, life will turn out swell for you. The images and the pictures we're seeing out of those two communities, a little frightening, and now there's some action being taken in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The shutting down the bars. Mayor Walt Maddox yesterday announced that they are going to shut the bars down for 2 weeks. Alabama and Auburn, since students came back to campus, they've seen a bit of a rise in new cases. They're still under 1,000, but they've both seen rises. So, yeah, drastic actions taken in Tuscaloosa. You can't even go to Applebee's, Dan, and get a margarita. So
they've got the most amazing apps at Applebee's.
That's what I've heard.
The Alfredo is to choke somebody to death for. It's really, really good. With all of the cruddy news out there, we're going to have a little feature that we're going to call it simply, It Ain't All Bad.
Oh, so I like it.
It Ain't All Bad. We know that the news that is embedded in this show, every time you turn around, you're hearing a news report of some sort, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not all bad. So lockdown has left many of us reaching for, well, we watched Netflix last night. We've seen everything you can see on Netflix, I think, at this point, right?
You've tapped it out.
Just about. Because where's the new content? You know, books, you can always get a new book and everything like that. Guess what's going crazy right now? The love of aquariums.
What?
You can't go to an aquarium. The live streaming, those cameras that they've got at the aquariums.
Yeah.
Okay? Through the roof. People are loving what? The one in Georgia. Have you been to the one in Atlanta?
I've been outside of it.
Well, good. I'm sorry they didn't let you in. Anyway, that one in Atlanta, let me check on the number. The 3,000% increase in viewership.
Wow.
Watching their live stream. And the most, people seem to have really fallen in love with the whale shark tank. Anyway, that's what's going on. If you are still bored and your life is still not so happy, live stream an aquarium, and maybe it'll put you in a better mood.
Man, that sounds awesome.
Sports is on the way. What you got, man?
Yeah, the preseason AP Top 25 poll released yesterday. And Dan, a team that isn't even playing this season outranked all of the SEC teams. I've got more of that coming up in sports.
Sounds good.
If you are looking for safe, professional arborists to care for your trees, you need to call us, Chris Francis Tree Care, 4TREE, FORTREE, 367-8733. If you are looking for the lowest price, don't care about quality, and you need work done immediately, please do not call us. It won't be a good fit. If you want to remove a perfectly fine tree or do something really crazy like topping, don't call us. However, if you take pride in your trees, You want the best care possible. You see the value in paying more for true professionals, and you are willing to wait a little? Then you are the client we are looking for. If insurance, workers' comp, licenses, certifications, and training are important to you, you need to call us. Chris Francis Tree Care. For Tree. F-O-R-T-R-E-E. 367-8733. Don't take chances. Call Chris Francis. 367-8733.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 19-year-old was shot last night on Farnell Drive in Mobile. Happened just before 10 o'clock. Teenager was taken to the hospital. We do not know how badly he was hurt. We also don't know if a suspect has been arrested. It's election day in Alabama, and voters will head to the polls this morning in some cities across the state. Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan, embroiled in controversy, faces three challengers. McMillan is facing a criminal harassment charge for allegedly slapping a female city employee. In Pritchard, a candidate for city council is no stranger to controversy. Shakisha Clemens is on the ballot today, but you may remember her name from a 2018 video showing her arrest at a Waffle House in Saraland. Employees at the Waffle House told police Clemens threatened them when she was told she had to pay for plastic utensils. Video shows Clemens, who was found guilty of resisting arrest, in a struggle with police. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 6. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
Hi, this is Jack Burrell. I'm running for Fairhope City Council, Place 1. I'm asking the citizens of Fairhope for your vote for re-election on August the 25th. As your city council president for the last 8 years, I will continue to serve each and every citizen of Fairhope. I promise to support needed improvements to our wastewater, water, electrical, and natural gas systems. Continue to lead the way in fiscal responsibility, lead the fight to maintain the unique character and beauty of Fairhope, and ask the difficult questions and tackle the most difficult issues in a fair and impartial way. I'm deeply rooted in Fairhope, having served as a volunteer and public servant for over 2 decades, an Alabama Advanced Certified Municipal Official, a member of the Fairhope Airport Authority, a member of Fairhope Industrial Development Board, Vice Chairman of the Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Organization, fighting to keep a toll-free option across Mobile Bay. Like me, Jack Burrell, on Facebook at Jack for Fairhope, that's F-O-R, or visit me at jackforfairhope.com. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jack Burrell, P.O. Box 1934, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
Good morning, 618 FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Well, we're just over 1 week away from the first college football games of the 2020 season. And how about this? Mobile's own South Alabama Jaguars will face Southern Miss in Hattiesburg, Mississippi next Thursday, September the 3rd, to kick off the NCAA D1 schedule. That game will be followed by UAB hosting Central Arkansas in Birmingham. Yesterday, the Associated Press released the AP Writers' annual preseason Top 25 poll. AP college football writer Ralph Russo told Paul Feinbaum yesterday that the poll included teams whose seasons have been postponed, but that once the season begins, they will include only the teams that take the field. For the second year in a row, the Clemson Tigers will begin the season as the top-ranked team in the nation. Dabo Sweeney's team received 32 of 62 first-place votes. The Ohio State Buckeyes come in ranked second with 21 first-place votes. Buckeyes were the favorites to win the Big Ten before the conference leaders announced that they would be postponing their fall season. For the first time since 2015, the Alabama Crimson Tide are not ranked in the top two of the preseason poll. They do come in at number three with 2 first-place votes. Georgia's ranked fourth, Oklahoma fifth, followed by LSU, Penn State, Florida, Oregon, Notre Dame at number 10, and Auburn at number 11. Altogether, there are a conference-leading 7 SEC teams ranked in the top 25.
Got to drill down to something real quick.
Please.
How bad do you hate Georgia?
How bad do I personally hate Georgia?
Yes.
I'm saying this in front of a Georgia fan.
That's all right. Might as well get to it now.
With everything I've got.
Cool. I love it.
Okay. Does that work for you?
Yeah. Right. I mean, why dance around it?
Just so we're clear.
I mean, even when you say Georgia's ranked fourth, it was almost like somebody had a machete to your to your neck. Like, say it.
That's exactly how I feel.
I know.
But
just want to get it out there.
There was some good news in college football yesterday. The College Football Playoff Committee announced new dates for its rankings of the teams. CFP rankings are truly the most important because those polls are used to decide the teams that will compete for the national championship at the end of the year. If everything goes according to plan, those first official CFP rankings will come out on November 17th, and the committee will release new rankings each Tuesday until Selection Sunday on December 20th.
Another comment, I'm afraid.
Yep.
If everything works according to plan, it's 2020.
Yes.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
Anyway, to you.
We don't know for sure, but that's definitely the plan.
We don't know anything.
Also in the cards, hopefully, the Rose Bowl and Sugar Bowl. Those will be the two semifinal games on January 1st, bringing in a new and hopefully better year. And the championship game scheduled to be played in Miami on Monday, January the 11th. And in the NHL playoffs, the New York Islanders and goalie Semyon Varlamov shut out Philadelphia 4-0 to take a 1-0 series lead in their Eastern Conference semifinal matchup. And the Dallas Stars scored 5 unanswered last night to beat Colorado and take a 2-games-to-none series lead. 621, that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
And you may be off to the polls this morning. We'll talk more about that on the way on FM Talk 106.5.
Sound familiar? Lines down? No internet? Tired of that spinning computer circle? Let's face it, service outages happen. Hurricane season, Gulf Coast storms, road construction where maybe a backhoe digs up the transmission line. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself, how important is the internet to your business should it go down? Did you know most of today's phone systems require internet? Do you have a plan in place to keep your phones up and your employees productive? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to offer our internet failover service utilizing the latest in cellular technology. Harbor's internet failover service comes complete with auto failover programming when combined with our fast fiber internet services. The best part is our basic service starts as low as $44.95 per month. Data and term restrictions apply. That's a small price to pay for business continuity. To learn more, call us today or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing.
Hand me one of those gummy, wormy thingies.
I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection?
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh, my! I've hooked something big.
I think you hooked someone.
Oh, dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm going to need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you.
And still protect all your stuff. Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998. And get connected to the Call News.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Working in accident, two right lanes still blocked off eastbound I-10 near Range Line, backing up traffic almost to Highway 90. So be patient if you're traveling towards the 1065 split. We have wet roadways also as you travel along Gulf Shores, Orange Beach into Foley area with strong storms there. Also Robertsdale, Summerdale, and Loxley. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Throw Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley, got you covered for lunch today with their great country-style cooking and what they're known for. All their free pass routes, including all the Throw Rolls you can catch. It's Lambert's Cafe. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
It is Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, with the blessing of Sean Sullivan. This is day two. You may not know that. Like we talked yesterday, Sean is not tied up in a closet, or if he is, we didn't do it.
Right, exactly.
He may be, but we didn't do that.
That was of his own doing.
That's a trick right there. Tie yourself up and throw yourself in a closet. Try that. If you're heading out this morning right now, maybe you're trying to get to the polls before you get to work. In that case, here's what's going on.
Yeah, so there's a number of municipal elections in our area today. I believe the polls open at 7 a.m. That's not from a sheet I'm reading. It's from past experience.
Yes.
And if there's needed, runoff elections set for October the 6th. But elections today in Daphne. You've also got elections in Fairhope, Spanish Fort, Foley. They're going to elect a new mayor. And Pritchard, they're also voting for mayor today, as well as Chickasaw. So some pretty interesting elections that we have going on today. In Daphne, you've got, of course, Dane Haygood, who's been the mayor since 2013.
He was appointed mayor, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. He was appointed back in 2013. And you've got some candidates that are running for that spot. Steve Carey, Robin Lejeune, Selena Vaughn. Those are the three that are running for mayor of Daphne. Also, some other elections we've got going on around here. Fairhope, of course. There's been a lot of talk about Fairhope.
Yeah, that's one of those elections. Like, well, Daphne too, but in Fairhope, that is the talk of the town right now.
It really is.
Aside from the Thursday night football game that ended up on national TV.
Other than high school football, yeah. The mayoral race.
Yes.
That's story number two. Mayor Karen Wilson, of course, is running for re-election. You've also got Sherry Sullivan, who used to work with the city government, John Manelos, and Annette Sanders. Spanish Fort, you've got incumbent Mayor Mike McMillan. He's seeking his third term there in Spanish Fort. And you've got three people that are challenging him: Jeffrey Batley, David Westerfield, and Rebecca Cornelius. And Foley, they've also got races. The mayors of Gulf Shores and Orange Beach, they've got some competition today. Robertsdale, Bay Minette, Pritchard. I mean, races everywhere. So make sure you get out and vote. Starts at 7 a.m. this morning. We'll have John Sharp on tomorrow morning to recap these elections.
Excellent. What's the weather going to be like when you're heading out? Dr. Bill talks to us about all of that inside 4 minutes.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 19-year-old was shot last night on Farnell Drive in Mobile. Happened just before 10 o'clock. Teenager was taken to the hospital. We do not know how badly he was hurt. We also don't know if a suspect has been arrested. It's election day in Alabama, and voters will head to the polls this morning in some cities across the state. Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan, embroiled in controversy, faces three challengers. McMillan is facing a criminal harassment charge for allegedly slapping a female city employee. In Pritchard, a candidate for city council is no stranger to controversy. Shakisha Clemens is on the ballot today, but you may remember her name from a 2018 video showing her arrest at a Waffle House in Saraland. Employees at the Waffle House told police Clemens threatened them when she was told she had to pay for plastic utensils. Video shows Clemens, who was found guilty of resisting arrest, in a struggle with police. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Rats, raccoons, squirrels, bats, all can cause serious damage to your property, even spread disease to people and pets. Before they wreak havoc on your life, call the experts, Wildlife Solutions. Locally owned and operated by a certified wildlife biologist who knows the breeding cycles and habits of these animals. They don't just get rid of the pests you hear and see now, but solve the problem for good. At Wildlife Solutions, rodent, insect, and animal control is their main business, not a sideline. See all their services at wildlifesolutionsinc.com.
When it comes to retirement planning, we all have different needs. But there's one issue we all need help with: taxes. And if you don't have a plan for your taxes, I promise you, Uncle Sam does. Even though you might not be getting a regular paycheck in retirement, you're still going to owe taxes. It could be on your 401k withdrawals, your investments, or maybe your Social Security. Believe it or not, taxes could be one of the single biggest expenses in retirement. So what can you do about that? Well, you can call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and set up a meeting with Virginia Shelby. She's a certified tax coach, and she can show you how the right tax planning can help you keep more of your hard-earned money. Imagine that. So call 866-917-7327 today to get started on your own personalized Retirement Peace Roadmap. That's 866-917-7327. Or visit them online at retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Safe Harbor Fiduciary, LLC, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
If you're a sportsman and love the great outdoors, you know how important it is to utilize the tips and tricks that really good fishermen and hunters know. That's why sportsman and writer, editor, and photographer John Felsher is sharing his knowledge gathered from a lifetime of learning what works and what doesn't. Listen for the Outdoor Tips Daily on FM Talk 106.5. You may become more successful fishing and hunting. Brought to you by Silver Creek Range. Online, silvercreekrange.com. Outdoor Tips with John Felsher on FM Talk 106.5.
Republicans make their case to the American people as the party's national convention gets underway.
In the Mellon Auditorium, a few blocks from the White House, the opening speakers delivered dire messages about a Biden presidency. Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA calling President Trump the bodyguard of Western civilization.
To warn you that this election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the St. Louis homeowners who pulled out guns as a warning against Black Lives Matter protesters.
They want to abolish the suburbs altogether by ending single-family home zoning. This forced rezoning would bring crime, lawlessness, and low-quality apartments into now thriving suburban neighborhoods.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
Jerry Falwell Jr.'s leader of Evangelical Liberty University amid a sex scandal is unclear. News of his possible departure followed stories about his wife's sexual encounters with a younger man. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Top U.S. and Chinese trade officials are reaffirming their commitment to the Phase 1 trade deal that has seen China lagging on its obligations to buy U.S. goods, providing some relief to nervous markets. The pledge was made in a phone call between U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, and China's Vice Premier, their first formal dialogue since early May, and came amid growing concerns the deal could be on shaky ground in an increasingly confrontational bilateral relationship. Video app TikTok is waging a legal fight against the Trump administration's efforts to ban the popular Chinese-owned service over national security concerns. TikTok, which is owned by China's ByteDance, insists it is not a national security threat, and the government is acting without evidence or due process. The company yesterday filed suit in federal court in California against the Commerce Department, President Trump, and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Does healthcare matter to you? How about education or infrastructure? Because the truth is, they're all census funded, just like so many of Alabama's essential resources. And right now, we're at risk of losing $13 billion in federal funding if we don't improve our census rates. That's billion with a B. The 2020 census is 10 simple questions, and it takes just 6 minutes of your time. The final deadline is September 30th. No more excuses, Alabama. Visit my2020census.gov and fill out your census today.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's been a long time since I worked at a radio station that had a staff meteorologist, and when I did, it was Dr. Bill Williams. And now it's Dr. Bill Williams all over again. Doctor, good morning, and a lot to cover here. Why don't you just get at it?
Yeah, Dan, we've been all watching now Laura, which is now in the Gulf of Mexico. And so at the moment, we do have two tropical systems actually over the Gulf. One is Tropical Storm Laura, and now way down in the southeastern Gulf after finishing a cruise along the southern shore of Cuba. And we have that's called the remnants, really, of Marco. It's a tropical depression, which is just off the Louisiana coast and slowly drifting westward. And so we do have then officially two tropical systems in the Gulf. The Marco is not much of a problem. Well, what it has done, though, it has brought a lot of tropical air, very moist air, into our area. And that moist air is spreading all across Alabama and Mississippi, northwest Florida. And it's just the perfect setup for a lot of thunderstorms for many areas during the afternoon hours. Here along the coast, could be at any time, nighttime, morning, afternoon. We could see scattered showers and maybe an occasional thunderstorm move in from the Gulf. And so that's what Marco has left with us. And we're not really finished with all that, because here comes Laura, which will become a hurricane today. It will track to the northwest and into the central Gulf, and then tomorrow into the northwestern Gulf, and will continue increase in intensity. And very likely it will become a major hurricane as it reaches the coast of Louisiana, right near the Texas border, very early on Thursday morning. And at that time, it could possibly reach a Category 3 hurricane. And it's far enough to the west of our area so that the effects here would be minimal. But what it's going to do, and this is really joyous, it's going to bring in more tropical air, high humidity, and all of that will come streaming up off the Gulf and spread over our area and along much of the south and the southeastern portion of the country. Meanwhile, Laura will continue to move northward, losing some strength, but will go up through Arkansas, become a depression, move across Kentucky, and eventually out on the East Coast over the weekend. But here we can just we're just going to stay with very humid air, which means scattered showers and thunderstorms, and that's what we'll see today: showers and a few thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. Tonight, still scattered showers around, low tonight, upper 70s, and then for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a good chance for showers. And as Laura moves across the central Gulf, spreading all that moisture up into our area, we will see numerous showers and thunderstorms. Looking ahead to Thursday, more showers and a few thunderstorms, upper 80s. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered and numerous showers and thunderstorms. The greater part of that activity will be in the afternoon, but we could still see showers at any time. And the high temperatures over the weekend will be around 90, very humid degrees.
Now, Dr. Bill, granted, you are the only meteorologist that I truly listen to. You were still the first meteorologist that I heard say Laura could possibly become that Category 3, and now the rest of the world and area is starting to catch on. What's the benchmark there? Because I heard you talking yesterday, and for it to be labeled a major hurricane, would you say when it becomes Category 3, that's when things start to really get dicey?
Yeah, it gets up around 115, 120 miles per hour, getting into the Category 3, up to 130 would be Category 4. So, but who knows? It could possibly even get that high, but certainly up to a Category 3, which is a serious hurricane. And for the folks on the coast of Louisiana, just to the east of the storm center, that's a low area and marshlands, and there's still a lot of towns in it. In that area of Louisiana, so they're going to have a pretty good storm surge, probably a double-digit type storm surge in that area.
My friends who are fishermen, Sean Sullivan included, know that area very well. I don't. So beyond that, I can see they're obviously in peril. What's going to happen to the city of New Orleans, and how vulnerable are they right now, considering Laura's path?
Yeah, New Orleans is going to be okay.
Okay.
A worst-case scenario for New Orleans and a hurricane would be for the hurricane to come up into the area from southeast to northwest and push right into the Lake Pontchartrain area. And in that case, it would force water into Lake Pontchartrain, sort of a backup, and then the circulation around the hurricane, and particularly the northerly winds of hurricane force, then would push the water into New Orleans from the north. That's the worst-case scenario, and that did not happen with Katrina. That was a Mississippi hurricane. But a storm that pushes in from the southeast to the northwest and into Lake Pontchartrain area would be a major disaster for New Orleans. That's not going to happen here.
Okay, great. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, thank you, and we will talk to you again in about 1 hour's time.
Okay, Dan.
Well, it's good to have him on the staff, for real. Right?
It really is. This is when Dr. Bill shines.
Times like this. Okay, also, big news, it's convention time. The Democrats had their say a week ago, and now the RNC going on.
Yeah, there were some pretty major speakers yesterday and a pretty big lineup for the rest of the week at the RNC. I'll kind of give you a recap of what happened yesterday in Charlotte and tell you what you can expect the rest of the week.
It is Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942 built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. 1 and 2 bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Good morning from the Deep South Speedway Traffic Center. We have a second accident now, I-10 eastbound between Highway 90 and Rangeline. They've got the first one cleared up, and now this one just happened a few minutes ago. Again, right lanes are going to be blocked off. You see the delays from Highway 90 to Rangeline. So far, still a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running. You know, they rent their carts for weddings, family gatherings, or any special occasions, and you can buy a new or used cart, too. See them at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
College football and the RNC all came together last night a little bit. Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, day two of this venture. So hopefully we're passing muster and you're liking what you hear. Sean Sullivan, of course, now is going to be middays only, and which is perfect for him since he runs the entire radio station. That'll give him a chance to sleep in and get his rest, right?
Yeah, no doubt about that, Sean. I'm sure he's appreciating the sleep and, more importantly, waking up to see his kids in the morning, which he hasn't done for a long time.
20 years.
That's exactly right. He did have the weekend, so I don't want to hear too much complaining out of Sullivan. But
by the way, I do want to make it clear that I'm enjoying employment. Now, with the look at the RNC from last night, what did you notice, Dalton? What's on the way?
Yeah, so the RNC kicked off in Charlotte yesterday, and, you know, last week the Democrats had their convention, and it was pretty much 100% virtual for the Democrats. Republicans doing things a little bit differently. They did lots of virtual, but they also have a bit of a crowd in Charlotte, and it was kind of an all-day affair yesterday, and I'll be honest with you, I did not check out the entire all-day affair because both sides, you know, they put their talking points out there. But I was tuned in later at night when they brought up some of the big hitters. If you want to hear the entire discussion of the RNC, I'm sure Jeff Poor was detailed in his notes yesterday.
Oh, there's no doubt.
But one name that really did ring my bell last night was Herschel Walker, former Heisman winner out of a little school in Athens, Georgia.
There you go again.
Herschel Walker spoke last night, a longtime friend of the president's. Actually used to play on his USFL team when Trump owned the New Jersey Generals.
Yeah, so Walker left Georgia early because the NFL would not take players that hadn't, well, their class hadn't graduated.
Right.
But the USFL was just starting out. They're like, hey, we'll take Herschel Walker, no problem.
Well, apparently they've been friends since then, and last night Walker spoke a little bit.
Some people don't like his style, the way he knocks down obstacles that get in the way of his goals. People on the opposing team didn't like when I ran over them either. But that's how you get the job done.
So Herschel Walker, a big name last night, and kind of finishing the night, you had a good three here. Nikki Haley, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, and I believe governor of South Carolina, she talked. And then Donald Trump Jr., who I know a lot of people are eyeing for a possible future presidential bid, he also spoke. But the headliner was Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina. He had a lot to say last
night. We are not fully where we want to be, but I thank God Almighty we are not where we used to be. We are always striving to be better. When we stumble, and we will, we pick ourselves back up and try again.
Tonight at the RNC, you have a parade of the Trumps, Tiffany Trump and Eric Trump, the children of the president. They'll be speaking. Also, remember Nicholas Sandman, the student who sued CNN and the Washington Post?
Yeah, he was a Catholic school high schooler who ended up embroiled in... Was that in D.C.?
That was in D.C.
But he's from Louisville or... He came from somewhere. His class came... to Washington, D.C. He ended up in the middle of everything.
Yeah. Exactly right. I'm sure they'll have him early on today. But the headliners tonight, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, which it's strange to have a Secretary of State speak at one of these things, and then First Lady Melania Trump, I believe, will be the keynote speaker tonight. So you'll also hear from the president during the day. But that's kind of what's going on at the RNC from yesterday and the rest of the week. And Jeff Poore will definitely cover this in detail coming up at 9 a.m.
Melania.
She's on for tonight.
Little eye candy.
Just a little bit.
At the convention.
Well, for some, you know, a lot of people will be looking at Mike Pompeo for their eye candy tonight.
Well, you speak for yourself. It's 6:47 Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. What do we have in sports?
Coming up in sports, I know we're all ready for college football. How do you think Nick Saban feels? Mm. He'll tell us coming up in sports.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 19-year-old was shot last night on Farnell Drive in Mobile. Happened just before 10 o'clock. Teenager was taken to the hospital. We do not know how badly he was hurt. We also don't know if a suspect has been arrested. It's election day in Alabama, and voters will head to the polls this morning in some cities across the state. Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan, embroiled in controversy, faces three challengers. McMillan is facing a criminal harassment charge for allegedly slapping a female city employee. In Pritchard, a candidate for city council is no stranger to controversy. Shakisha Clemens is on the ballot today, but you may remember her name from a 2018 video showing her arrest at a Waffle House in Saraland. Employees at the Waffle House told police Clemens threatened them when she was told she had to pay for plastic utensils. Video shows Clemens, who was found guilty of resisting arrest, in a struggle with police. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
In Alabama, we believe in the sanctity of life and support our pro-life values. But Senator Doug Jones's record doesn't reflect those beliefs. In Washington, Senator Jones joined Senate liberals like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against a bill to permanently ban taxpayer funding of abortion. Senator Jones supported federal funding for Planned Parenthood, the country's largest abortion provider. Senator Jones even voted against a bill banning late-term abortions after 20 weeks. It's time for Senator Jones to change course. Call Senator Doug Jones, 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-1966, the Protecting Life and Taxpayers Act of 2019. Stop voting with Washington, D.C. liberals. Vote to end taxpayer funding of abortion. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
shopping for a pre-owned car, RV, or boat? 90 West Auto and Marine's new lot and showroom is right by Mobile Lumber. You'll find so many high-quality cars and RVs that you may have a hard time deciding on one. 90 West Auto and Marine.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
Good morning. 10 minutes until 7 on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Alabama Crimson Tide head coach Nick Saban spoke with the media via video conference yesterday following team practice. When asked why it's important to him that college football be played this fall during the COVID-19 pandemic, Saban gave a passionate response.
Why is that so important to people? They love sports. People identify with competition. A lot of the principles and values that make you a good player, you know, in sports, whether it's pride in performance, personal discipline, your ability to sustain effort and toughness and persevere, overcome adversity. Now, is it more important than public safety? No, I don't think so. Is there a way that we can do that and keep people safe? I think a lot of people are trying to do that. And if we can do that, I think, you know, we can play.
Saban also thanked those that are working hard to make this football season a reality while acknowledging that the situation could easily change and the season could be canceled. The Tide are scheduled to open their season at Missouri on September 26th. In the NBA playoffs yesterday, the Miami Heat became the third team to advance to the conference semifinals in a 4-0 sweep of the Indiana Pacers. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Houston Rockets 117-114 to even their first-round series at 2-2. The Milwaukee Bucks are 1 win from advancing to the second round after beating Orlando 121-106 in Game 4, and the Lakers dominated Portland to take a 3-1 series lead. Believe it or not, many MLB teams are already halfway through the league's shortened 2020 regular season. This year, 16 of the 30 teams will make the postseason, but several teams have already taken strong command of their divisions. The LA Dodgers have the best record in the league with 22 wins and only 8 losses. They lead the NL West by 4 games over the San Diego Padres. The Oakland Athletics have the American League's best record with 20 wins and 9 losses. They have a 4.5-game lead in the AL West. The Atlanta Braves lead the NL East with a 16-12 record. Chicago Cubs lead the NL Central by 3 games at the halfway point. Minnesota leads Cleveland in a tight race in the AL Central, and the Tampa Bay Rays and New York Yankees are in an even tighter race for the AL East. Tonight, the Yankees and Braves begin a short 2-game series in Atlanta. Regular season scheduled to end on September 27th, the day after SEC football is slated to begin. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
I've got a question for you, Dalton.
Bring it.
What could go wrong at a ninja museum?
A ninja museum.
I'll
seems
let you
like
know.
Everything.
Well, that's a fair statement right there. What did go wrong at the Ninja Museum is on the way.
This information update brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. For the people.
Hurt? Dial #529 on your cell. #law, that's all.
Your trust in us means the world to me. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come, and they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Hey, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department wrapping up an accident with injuries eastbound I-10 between Highway 90 and Range Line. Again, we've had some showers that are moving now through Baldwin County. So far, the Bayway, the Causeway, it's a good ride coming in from the Eastern Shore. Book a service and spend all day at the pool. It's your time to pamper yourself and your wallet at the spa, the Battle House in downtown Mobile. Enjoy 20% off any 50-minute or more treatment Tuesday through Thursday in September. Call 338-5700, the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey y'all, it's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, day two of our show, and this is a lot of fun, man. It's so great to be back on the radio and have a chance to just do what we're doing right here.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Dr. Bill was almost apologetic. I don't think he had to be like saying, "Oh, it's going to be really wet this." Hey, but we're not facing calamity,
right?
But we are going to have a week that includes probably a lot of humidity and a lot of rain. The good news, you know, that's not great news, I suppose, but the good news is that for us anyway, Marco kind of fizzled out, and now Laura looks like she's not really going to have a great deal of effect on us in a terrible way anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's heading for Louisiana, so, you know, God bless those folks that have seen so many hurricanes over their days, but Dr. Bill didn't even know exactly when it's going to rain, because it's just going to be raining on and off constantly. Yeah, he said, right. You know, just be ready, be prepared.
He needs to study up. For him not to tell us exactly when it's going to rain and how much. So, what went wrong at the Ninja Museum?
Yeah.
Did you know there's a Ninja Museum?
I had no idea. It better be in Japan, though.
It is in Japan, and it was robbed. And it looks they robbed the Ninja Museum, and they think now, as the police are looking this thing over, guess who robbed it?
A ninja?
A group of ninjas.
No way.
Yeah. Last week, some thieves broke into the Ninja Museum in Mai, Japan, stole around $9,400 from the safe, and they were so ninja-like that the alarms were never triggered until they were leaving, and they got in, cracked a giant safe, got out in just 3 minutes. So the police are, they think the Ninja Museum was robbed by ninjas.
That is unbelievable.
Isn't that great?
I hope the police have some ninjas in their force to figure this out.
You would hope that they do. It is Mobile Mornings. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and a lot of news is coming straight at you.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 19-year-old was shot last night on Farnell Drive in Mobile. Happened just before 10 o'clock. Teenager was taken to the hospital. We do not know how badly he was hurt. We also don't know if a suspect has been arrested. It's election day in Alabama, and voters will head to the polls this morning in some cities across the state. Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan, embroiled in controversy, faces three challengers. McMillan is facing a criminal harassment charge for allegedly slapping a female city employee. In Pritchard, a candidate for city council is no stranger to controversy. Shakisha Clemens is on the ballot today, but you may remember her name from a 2018 video showing her arrest at a Waffle House in Saraland. Employees at the Waffle House told police Clemens threatened them when she was told she had to pay for plastic utensils. Video shows Clemens, who was found guilty of resisting arrest, in a struggle with police. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Sid from Sex and Lawn and Landscape back in studio, and we're, you know, coming to the end of the summertime. Kids are generally getting back to school, if they are going back to school, and fall's here, and you've told me in the past, this is the time that you want us to do our planting.
This is my favorite time to do some planting. If you've got an idea that you're going to redo your backyard or your front yard or any sort of landscape project, I'm telling you, right now is a much better time than spring. It's just it allows the plants, trees, shrubs, even turf to get into the ground and get it established before the stress of summer happens.
So we have healthier plantings if we plant now instead of this spring.
By far.
All right, that's what we all want. So let's talk about spring part two with you in the fall. How do we get in touch and get you to come out and plant some stuff this fall?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our